I had to say something. Yep, we made the time change. It was nice having some extra daylight yesterday evening. We made the switch. Hopefully you had a good weekend. We had Cade spend the night. He's 3. One of the grandkids. He stayed the night Friday night. And then Saturday we went to a chili cook-off in Fowlerville. They have a chili cook-off every year to raise money for the Fowlerville fireworks. So we went to that, and then Sunday we had a get-together for Patty's mom for her birthday. Played cards and hung out, had pizza, and Patty made a cake. That was fun. The weekend went by pretty quick. How was yours? KB8RBP.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8C.
Yeah, I went by, quick, it was productive. Yeah, nothing like switching all the clocks again. We were up north for the weekend and put up a long wire antenna finally. I had borrowed a bow from a compound bow from my general foreman. He's finally getting that back after having it for about a month. And I had picked up some practice arrows. Attached some string to them and glued the string onto the arrow, and that way I could retrieve it. And first time I shot it, stupid arrow, wind caught it. It was starting to come off the lake, get pretty breezy. That one kind of veered off, and then it got tangled up in a tree, so I ended up cutting that loose and then putting on the next one. Second time was a charm, perfect. And I had to shoot it over another tall tree. And then from there, I just started to spool off my wire off a great big spool that I got from kind of like a secondhand store. St. Vincent de Paul from up north. They had this great big roll of two-conductor wire, real thin, like 18 gauge, like you'd use for like speakers, like to run up in an attic. It wasn't shield or anything, it was just a two-conductor wire, and it had a overall coating over the top. So ended up taking and using that. That worked perfect. Didn't tune it or anything like that, but it's up there. It's up in the trees and got it attached on another end, and next time I go up, kind of mess with it outside a little bit here and there and apply some power to it and see what happens. So that's what I ended up doing over the weekend. It was nice. Chopped some wood up. Let me buy a minute.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one.
Yeah, it'll be on Friday. Chopped up some wood. I got kind of cold Friday night. So when we arrived Friday, I ended up splitting some wood, bringing that in, starting up the wood stove. And Saturday morning was pretty cool, too. So they ended up starting a fire in the wood burner again Saturday morning. And pretty much ran that almost a good half the day. Got some real good heat out of that. So, yeah, it was a good weekend. When we got home last night, the daughter that stayed home, she, all the clocks were not adjusted, so took forever to set them all on that, you know, after coming back. But, yeah, it seemed good to have extra daylight. I'm sure the grandchildren over at your place enjoyed their time with you guys. Extra light to play outside. Yeah, I ended up washing my pickup truck finally yesterday. Seemed nice to give it a good scrub. Bought some inexpensive car soap. That was a joke. Bought it over at Walmart. I think it was their brand. I'll never do that again. I'll just stick with Meguiar's car soap and just pay the extra money. Now I know why I do. KB8 RVP, KA8 all the way up, makes the difference.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one.
Hey, you got to try. Some of the generic things or store brand things are good, and some of them aren't. And that's how you find out when you use them. Yeah, it's like today they're saying 61 and sunny. We'll take it. Tomorrow 49, Wednesday 46, Thursday 56, and Friday 68. So we'll get a couple of nice days. I need to get the oil changed in my car. I've got a catch can on my ST, so I gotta change or empty the oil catch can. It gets more moisture in it in the wintertime, of course. But I'm glad I've got it on there. It keeps the valve clean longer on the direct injection engine. I still clean the valve once a year, the intake valve, but it keeps it down a lot. I get about probably 4 to 6 ounces of gunk. It's kind of a, I don't know what you want to call it. It's a milky, oily substance that you drain out of there. But I have to drain it, make sure I keep up on it in the wintertime more than the summertime. But, yeah, it's going to be nice this week. You have to keep an eye on the heat at work because it's going to be in the 60s today and in the 40s tomorrow. So you guys will be having fun remembering if you need to turn the heat on or not before you leave, because it's going to be probably 60 degrees when you leave unless you stay till 5. Glad you had a good weekend. Yeah, I've watched people do different methods to get those wires up in the air. That bow and arrow sounds like a great way to do it.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint.